So the Gemara tells us that Sota and Nazir are placed next to each other to teach us that if a person sees a Sota b'kalkula, he should be pirish min ayayin, because apparently yayin brings to znus and to these types of acts, chas v'shalom. So let's try to understand a little bit ba'amkis b'siyata d'shmaya, this connection between Sota and Nazir. In Behektim, the Gemara tells us b'Rosh Hashanah nifkidu Sara, Rachel, and Chana. Rosh Hashanah is a day of bracha, of pekidas akaras, of which the Gemara tells us specifically that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were zechut Yeshuas and to have children. Let's try to understand that, Amir Tzashem. And of the great tzaddikim which we know about in the Torah and in Tanakh, many of the births of these great, great people came about in a way which would seem, I don't want to say unbefitting, but in a very interesting way. For example, the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu with Amram and Yocheved, that Miriam tells Amram, after Amram divorces Yocheved, you know, you're worse than Paro. Paro was goyzer on the boys, you're goyzer on the boys and the girls, not going to have any children. So Amram takes back Yocheved, and from there Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So the Chayra, I mean, Amram was the Gadol Adar. He was the Tzaddik. It wasn't like Miriam had some, you know, mind-blowing chiddush that Amram wasn't aware of. I mean, the Chari, he knew that by separating from Yocheved, then there would be no children. So, what's going on with this mice with Amram and Yocheved? Similarly, the Medrash, although it's hard to find, the Chida speaks about it in a few places, tells us that the birth of David HaMelech is also shrouded in mystery and confusion. The Medrash tells us that Yishai apparently became somewhat wary of his yichus having come from Moav and the whole heter of Moaviv LaMoavis and the validity of such a drasha which allowed Ruas to enter Klal Yisrael. So he's perished from his wife for 3 years. You know the story? And after 3 years, he was pretty convinced that he wasn't Rashai, allowed to be Lava Bakal. So he told his Shifcha, he told her that he was going to give her a get Shichur that night, he's going to free her, and he's going to marry her, and he wants her to show up that night, and he's going to be with her that night. And it says that the Medrash, that she was an outstanding woman, and she alerted the wife of Yishai, what was going on. And she pulled the switcheroo. The Hainu, that night she came into the room, but she left, and the wife of Yishai was there. And then, of course, the wife of Yishai became pregnant, and then he accused her of being Mizana, and then all the other sons of her and of Yishai were furious about what had happened. And then David was born. For 28 years, David was an outcast, because they thought that he was Mamzer. Evan Masa Abayinim Ha'yisav Reshpina, until Shmuel came and set things straight by choosing David as the Melech, and then the truth came out as to exactly what had happened. But you have David, you have Moshe, you have Moshe and Shal Yisrael on both ends, why it is that it came about that way. So Behektim, as an introduction to this sugya, there's a very interesting medrash in the beginning of Shir Shim Rabbah, a very beautiful medrash, where it tells us about a man and a woman who couldn't have children for 10 years, and the halacha is that after 10 years of trying to have children, so it's appropriate to give a get. And they approached Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai said, okay, seems like that's the way to go. However, at least you should separate on good terms. In the same way that you made a suda and a whole simcha when you came together in marriage, so too, in the giving of the get, you should also make a party and you should leave in that way. Ki b'simcha seitzei, you should go out simcha and sasa. And they agreed. And at the party, the husband was a little bit shikker. And he said to his wife, or you know, his former wife, he said to her, anything in my house which you would like, it's yours to take. And then he fell asleep, from his shechres, from his drunkenness, and he woke up, and he was in her home, in her new home. And he said, where am I? What am I doing here? She said, you said I could take anything from your house, and I chose you. And Shimon Bar Yochai gave them a bracha, and they were zeichet the children. It's a very touching, beautiful story. The question, though, is, manavshach, if Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was able to give them a bracha to have children, so why do we need the whole romance? He could have given them a bracha and he could have said, listen, he's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, could do it. Give you a bracha, they should be able to have children. Why is this story necessary? So to begin, let's go to Chana. The story of Chana. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, in Daf Lamed Aleph, that Chanukah, of course, couldn't have children for many years. And she gave a certain, made a proposal, or perhaps even a threat to Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying, if she is not given children, Gemara says many things which she said to Kadosh Baruch Hu. One of those things is that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give her a bracha to have children, so then she has an eitzah, she'll make herself into a sota. And the Torah says about a sota, v'niksav v'nizra zera, that if she wasn't able to have children, so if she's free from the chshad, then she'll be able to have a child. And if she was able to have children, she'll be able to have a child, which is mamash, will be a very big tzaddik, a big neshama will come into the world. And she came, of course, to the Makom HaMikdash, and she davened, and Eli suspected her of being drunk. Whatever happened to that threat? Is it more just recording these words which Chana said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but nothing ever came of it? Or maybe there's something in this ma'isa which says, no, that it actually came true. Because if you take a look at the story as to what happened, she comes to the Makom HaMikdash, like we said. Eli has a chashad. He looks in the Urim V'Tumim, and he's supposed to have the Siyata D'Shamayim to be able to read the illuminating letters. And we're told that he looked at the words which came up, and they were the letters Shikaira. She's drunk. So he comes, and he gives her Matzah, he admonishes her. And she says, Lai ikshak shasruach hanayichi, and she explains herself that she's not drunk. And Be'emes Svarim tell us that Eli misunderstood the hint from the Urim V'Tumim, that instead of it being Shikaira, it was really Kesheira, that she was Kasher. And then Eli gives her a bracha, and she's zochet to a child. The fact that Eli was choshed her with Yayin, that she was a drunkard, Shikaira, is like he was choshed her in Znus. Because doesn't Chazal say, Kolaroya Saita Bikulkula Yazar Atzvam in Ayayim? From here we know that Yayin brings to Znus. That's a fact. So the fact that he was choshed her with Yayin as a Shikaira at least touched upon the fact that he was choshed her with a Saita, which goes back to what she had said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't give me a child, I'll just make myself into a Saita. The whole birth of the Saita, that she's zeichet to a child, comes from the fact that the Kohen is choshed her. That the Kohen puts her through this entire process of chashad, the humiliation. And here, Eli, who is the Kohen, he's putting her through this humiliation, through the chashad, which he's choshed her in the Makom HaMikdash, just like a Saita has to come to the Makom HaMikdash. And from there, Kol Arel HaSaita Bilkel Kula, the Hainu Yazir Aswim in Hayayin, Shmuel is born. So we could say, Lama Nisbacha, Parsha Saita, the Parsha's Nazir. It's getting back to the original question, because the chashad of the saita gives birth to a nazir. And this is true in this case, because the Gemara tells us, in Maseches Nazir, Daf Samech Vav, Shmuel Nazir Haya. Shmuel was in fact a nazir. So we see that this tough talk of Chana to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about being a saita actually is niskayim. And from that chashad of saita gives birth to Shmuel, who's a Nazir, hence Lama Nisbach Pasha Saita, the Pasha's Nazir, because Saita gives birth to the Nazir because of that Hashem. And this is not the only instance which we see this. We have it as well by Rachel. Rachel Imenu, the Torah tells us, Vayichar Af Yaakov B'Rachel, Yaakov gets very angry at Rachel, Rachel can have children, Leah could have children, and Yaakov has very strong words for her. Yaakov says to her, "Hasachas elakim anochi, am I in Hashem's place, Hashem mana minech pivatim, that Hashem has withheld children from you?" So the Gemara says, or the Midrash says about Yaakov, how could you talk to a suffering woman like that? But Yaakov is making a point. Yaakov is saying, listen, I can have children, Leah can have children, you can't have children. What's wrong with you? Maybe you should examine your deeds. Maybe there's something wrong. Maybe Yaakov is being, at least using a shprach, like he's being choshed Rachel. What's going on in your private life? And it's a good time that the Gemara has Chazal have on Yaakov. How could you talk to Rachel like that? But Elamai, the pshat is that Yaakov was borrowing the Parsha of Saita. And by saying these words, that they shall leave the words of Yaakov, who has the din of a kohen, even Chazal say, of being choshed, as if he's being choshed Rachel, creating that chashad on her, that was the hidden bracha of v'nixav and Izra Azara, which allowed for the birth of Yosef. Lamanis with a Parsha Saita, the Parsha's Nazir, and here we know too that Yosef is called a Nazir. The Torah says so explicitly. It says, Ulakad Kaid Nazir Echav. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu refers to Yosef in his brachas to Shevet Menashe and Ephraim. Ulakad Kaid Nazir Echav. That Yosef is called Nazir Echav. So Yosef is also called a Nazir. Now, whether or not he's a Nazir actually or not, so the Ben Ishchai in the Sefer Bin Ayahu on Masechet Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed Tes wants to prove that Yosef was not Mamish a Nazir, because we find Vaygalach Vaychalim Sim Yosef that he had a haircut. But we do find that he was Pirish Minayayin when he was sold by his brothers, and only when he sat down with him do Chazal say that was the first time that they had drunken wine and he had drunken wine since the selling. But this is not the time to get into it, but it could be, withstanding the questions of Ben Yishchai, that perhaps Yosef was indeed Mamash HaSaita. We're not going to get into that sugina.
Anazir,
yeah. Again, we find this idea by Rachel, that Yaakov created a chashad saita kilu, and from there Yosef is born, he's referred to as another. And we find the same thing by Sarah Imenu. That Sarah Imenu went through a tremendous chashad, that she was in the house of Paro, she was in the house of Avimelech, and in fact people were saying that after so many years of being with Avram and not being pregnant, all of a sudden she's pregnant, mi Avimelech this Abbasara. Which is at the beginning of Parashas Toldos, Chazal tell us that Hashem made a nace to make Yitzhak look like Avram, so people should see that it's really Avram's son, not Avimelech's son. But there was a very great chashad which was cast upon Sar. And in fact, really the roots of everything which we're speaking out today comes from a medrash of Bereishis Rabban and Gimel, which is Amar Rabbi Yitzhak. The Torah tells us that if the woman is acquitted of these charges, of chashad, she's zechet to have a child. And it says about Sarah, Zu shenichnasa lebeis Paro lebeis Avimelech. This woman who went into the house of Paro, the house of Avimelech, v'yatzat tohar, and she came out pure. Eino din shetipakeid. She surely should have a child. So we see that the Medrash is coming onto the Parshat Saita to explain how it is Sarah was zechet to have Yitzchak. That's the pshat that Hashem Himself does it, which is like the Shem Havaya, which goes into the water of the Saita. Shenemar v'Hashem pakad esar. This really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from there, Yitzchak is born. And whether or not Yitzchak is a Nazir is questionable, but there is a remez. We're not going to get into the whole sugya, because it says, Ulakad ko Nazir Echav. And about Yosef, like we had mentioned earlier, that the Ari says, Kod Kod is Gematria Yitzchak. We're not going to get further into that. But the idea is that even if it's not Mamish a Nazir means an elevated soul which comes into the world. So we see by Sarah with the birth of Yitzchak, we see by Chana with the birth of Shmuel, and Shmuel was Mamish Anazir, and Yosef too was called a Nazir. And this really goes back to the Gemara which we said before in the question. The Gemara says, Bar Rosh Hashanah Nifkadu Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, that there's a Tzad HaShavah between them. And the reason why Rosh Hashanah is the day is because Rosh Hashanah is a day where the Satan has Rosh Hashanah to accuse B'nai Yisrael, to cast Chshad upon B'nai Yisrael. And that's on Rosh Hashanah. And 9 months later, after Rosh Hashanah, comes Sivan. And the mazel of Sivan is twins, is Te'umim. And the reason why, after Shavuos, we read about the Parsha of Naso, which speaks about the Sota, the Nazir, is because it's Ki'ilu, the birth of this child from the Chshad on Rosh Hashanah, takes place in the month of Sivan. That's the birth of this child. That's Matan Torah, the birth of this Nazir which comes into the world, this Kla Yisrael, this birth of Kla Yisrael, that originates in Rosh Hashanah where there was this Chashad, and some Amela, that's how it all comes together. In fact, the Sram tell us that from Pesach to Shavuos, the Zohar Kaddish is very clear about this, that it's really a process of Sota. Many have the minute to learn Masech Sota, which has 49 blot from Pesach to Shavuos, because Pesach is a Zman of Korban Sa'irim, with the Oimer, which is the same type of a Korban which a Saita brings. And there's a chashad which takes place on Pesach. Like Chazal say that Moshe, the Zohar explains this, Moshe gave them for the Meimara to drink, and when he did that after they left Mitzrayim, it was because people were being chayshed, the Jewish women, that they were with the Mitzri men. And Hashem gave them the Meimara to drink like a tzaita in order to prove that they were innocent, that they were tahira. But the process which we go through between Pesach and Shavuos is like v'nixav v'nizra zara, and that v'nizra zara takes place on Shavuos. Now, of course, Shavuos is the birth of David HaMelech. That's David's day. really going back to understanding the whole birth of David HaMelech, which we explained before, again, in order to bring a neshama like this into the world, there was a very big chishad which was cast upon the wife of David HaMelech. And because he was chayshed her, it was a chashash saita which brought the neshama of David into the world, a very big neshama. And in fact, we find that David HaMelech is called a nazir. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, "Atzmiach keren leDavid, ve'alav yatzitz nizrei." Nazir can also mean a crown. Ve'alav yatzitz nizrei. In fact, there's a gemara in Erevin and Daf Yom Gimel which says, "Harini nazir b'yom shem beDavid ba." The gemara discusses a shaila. If a person says, "I will be a nazir in the day that beDavid comes," right? Of course, it's just a hint, but there's an association between David and the Indian of Nazir, and in fact, every single king in the lineage of David HaMelech was made king through the Shemin HaMishcha, and it was done by making a Nezer, what's called a Kamin Nezer, on the forehead of the king. David HaMelech also fits the bill. And we spoke about the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Amram, and Yocheved. What was going on? Did Amram not know? Did he not understand? The pshat is no, that Amram knew that he needed to bring a very big neshama into the world. And by divorcing Yocheved, he created a very big chashad on Yocheved. What's wrong? Why is Amram divorcing Yocheved? The tzaddik of the generation is divorcing, that seems highly unusual. But by divorcing her and publicly and then taking her back, that chashad which he placed upon Yocheved allowed the neshama of Moshe to come into the world. He too was borrowing the parsha of Nazir and the parsha of Saita in order to bring Moshe into the world. In fact, even before that, there was a very big chashad against Yocheved, because Yocheved spent a lot of time in the house of Paro. And in fact, Chazal tell us that Paro was Toveya, Yocheved the Tashmish. She was actually, he had asked her, and she refused. But the fact that she was in the house of Paro, who was a big Mizana, and Amram had divorced her, people could have said, hey, maybe Amram was divorcing Yocheved because of what was going on. That created a chashad saita, v'nixiv in Israel Zer, which brought Moshe into the world. Say the same thing is true when it comes to Yitzhak and the birth of Yaakov. Chazal tell us that when Rivka was on her way to Yitzhak, Eliezer was leading the way, and the Medrash tells us that Vatipol Mel HaGamal, that literally she fell off the camel and she broke her basulim, and there was blood on the ground. And when Yitzhak was boiled by Rishana with Rivka and he saw there was no blood, he accused Eliezer of taking her. In fact, Eliezer was a Kanani, but he was also, according to some Chazal, he was Og. And we know that Og was suspected of taking Sarah from Avram Avinu. Some say even Eliezer was the son of Nimrod, so he had good reason to suspect Eliezer of these things. But an ace happened, and then there were like these animals who protected the dam, and Eliezer said, come, I'll show you the dam, and he showed Yitzhak the dam, and Yitzhak was happy with that. And in this schus that Eliezer was falsely accused, and he was clean from these accusations, so Chazal say that he was zeichet to be amongst the very few who were able to enter the Gan Eden in his lifetime while he was still alive. But there was a very big chashad on Rivka. From that chashad comes Yaakov Avinu. A very big neshama has come into the world. So we've discussed Sarah and Rivka and Rachel, and we'll add in Yocheved, the wife of Yishai and Chana, we'll add into the mix Rus as well. Chazal tell us that Rus was not only did she not have children, but she was not able to have children physically. She didn't even have a rechem. And so Naomi and Boaz, whether they understood on the same frequency or not, that it would be necessary to create some type of a Saita Chashad on Rus. Look what happened. Rus is told by Naomi to dress up as a Zayna, to go to the house of the Gadol in the middle of the night. He suspected her of being a Zayna. And from that Chashad, comes the birth of this child, but Derech Neis, and eventually even David comes from there. But we see that we read that on Shavuos, and of course that ties into Parshas Nasa, which we read immediately after Shavuos. Because Be'emes, it's all one sugya of Lama Nismecha Saita, the Parshas Nazir, to have the birth of the child, also Rus, borrowing the Parsha of Saita. And the same thing is true with the Haftarah of Parshas Nasai, which we read about Manoach and his wife and the birth of Shimshai. That all of a sudden, this wife of Manoach, she has a vision where she sees a malach, and they don't know that it's a malach, and she comes running to her husband, and she says, I saw, it was this beautiful man, and he came to me, and he said we can have a child, he said to act like a nazir, he says, I want to see him. And he follows her until he sees the man. So there's a medrash which says, that why was Noach so intent about seeing this person, and hearing the bracha? And why was she so passionate about making sure that Manoach should see him? The medrash says, because Manoach suspected her. As a saita, he was choshed her with this person. Can imagine. Here she comes back and she says, I saw somebody and he says I'm going to have a baby in 9 months. Here they can't have children forever. 9 months later she says, like, what do you think he's thinking? Like, it's really going to be his child? No way. So he was choshed her. But we read about that not because it's the parsha of Nazir, because it's Lama Nesvacha Parsha Saita the Nazir. Because since he was choshed her, that's why Shimshon the Nazir was born. So we already explained a few of our questions. The Yesoda Lisa, Lama Nesvacha Parsha Saita the Parsha Nazir, Rosh Hashanah, why that day, Sivan, Lama Nifkadu Sarif Kol B'chana, Dafka on those days, this theme, Amram and Yishai V'chule. If we go back though to the Ma'aseh of Shimba Yochai, it's an obvious question here, aside from the question, why didn't he just give them Stama Bracha and everything would have been fine? What type of an eitz is this? The Rav Shimba Yochai is saying, because you came in Besimcha with the whole chasana, a big party, you should also leave, the get should be in the same way. So to understand this question, let's ask a question on the sugya, which we find in the parasha of get in the Torah. The Torah tells us that if a man takes a wife, V'haya im le'simcha chen beinav, and he finds that she's no longer favorable in his eyes, ki matza ba ervas davar, because he finds in her a chashad, an ervas davar, so he gives her a get. So we know there's a general rule, the Torah tells us, ein v'haya ela lashon simcha. The word v'haya is a lashon simcha. If that's the case, what's going on? V'haya im le'simcha chen beinav, ki matza ba ervas davar, v'haya, what's the big simcha that he finds in ervas davar in her, that she doesn't find chen in his eyes? So the chord of the pshat is as follows. We look at the parsha of Gittin in the Torah, like there's the parsha of Kiddushin, and there's the parsha of Get, right? And there's two separate halachas. But really, the parsha of Get in the Torah is that we're not chayshed a man that he's going to give a get to his wife. We're not chayshed Jewish women either that they're going to do such things. So what is the parsha of Get? The parsha of Get really goes back to the Gittin which we're familiar with in the Torah. For example, Amram's get, which he gave to Yocheved. That wasn't that he was giving her a get because he was actually Cheshed her. He wouldn't be Cheshed Yocheved for such things. But in order to bring a neshama into the world, he created a chshad. And that's why he gave a get. And then he took her back, and he was able to bring a big child into the world. Here too, in the Torah is telling us that if a man has a woman and he's giving her a get, why? Because it's not working out that she should be able to have children. So what happens is, ki matza ba erev astaver, he creates an erev astaver, he creates a chshad, and he gives her a get besimcha, and by giving a get besimcha, he creates the appearance like he's very happy to get rid of her. Because he suspected of something which she shouldn't have done. Why would a man give a get to his wife, if not for the fact that that he was very happy to get rid of her because of something which she had done wrong? That's why he would be happy. Ki matza ba erev astaver, I'm very happy to get rid of her. But by doing that, By making it public, by having a simcha, it creates a very big chashad. And it's like a bechin of sight. And that's what Rav Shimon Yochai was doing. Rav Shimon understood from this relationship after 10 years, not that they didn't have children, that she can have children. So he needed to be able to come onto a very big place, from the place of where the big brachas come down, of v'nix v'niz v'azara, that he looked at the parish of saita like he looked at the parish of get. It's not that a man is going to give a get to his wife, stamazoi. He's going to use the parish of get to bring big children into the world. There's no chshad in an isha really where chayshed Jewish women for being saitas. It could be, I think maybe there's a chazal, there never ever was a saita. So then why is it there? It's droishim kabal schar. Look into the sugi and to see that the Torah is teaching you a sugi of v'nixu v'nizu azar. How to bring big neshamas into the world. And that's what Shimba Yochai did. He borrowed the parsha of saita. And he said, it looked like it was very romantic, but really what he was saying is if you create a big party where it appears that you're very happy to get rid of her, v'haya, ki lo matzachein be'inav, matzachein be'inav, that's the v'haya. So that v'haya, that cheshad of the simcha, the appearance of that, creates the parsha of lamanis v'chas parsha saita, the parsha snazi. And it teaches us just tamazai, how to have an ayin taiva. Like we look at certain parshas in the Torah, and we frown upon, we're like, hopefully this will never happen. But the Torah also says it hopes it will never happen. By digging deeper into the parsha, able to see that, although on the surface it may seem like it's a parsha we don't want to get involved in, very big brachas lie there. And Chana was the first to crack that open, of course, even before her Sarah and Avraham Avinu, whether to explain that, that there's many stories in the Torah, probably much more than what we've shared about, where we see that by delving into this parsha of Saita, it's not a parsha of Chshad, it's a parsha of V'nixur of Nizur Azara, for that which brings big neshamas into the world, B'chinas of Nazirs. And so that's really what Shavuos and Nasu was all about as well, is that it's that sugya going back to Rosh Hashanah and to Shavuos of Laman Yisrach HaParshas, so it's of the Parshas Nasu. Okay,